time. We, no matter how much we try and separate ourselves from the world with mirror shades and attitude, we all know that inside we're very soft people who yearn to love and to be loved, and art reminds us that that is a possibility. And music connects us with that important fact about ourselves, that we love love, and that anything else is incidental, irrelevant, cynical, and not interesting to us fundamentally. Well, so it continued. And then the church took hold. I'm fast forwarding through this, to be honest. The church took hold to some extent for 1,000 years, and the only way things were transmitted and knowledge was communicated from one generation to another was through those who had the knowledge, the information, and they wrote it down in books, in illuminated manuscripts. It took a great deal of labour, and only the elite chosen few were able to interpret them, and they were able to dominate the rest of the world by basically saying, "You're ignorant, you can't read, we can. This is the truth, you will believe it." And essentially, 99% of humanity was enslaved by what we now call the Dark Ages. Enslaved by the idea that the truth was revealed to a certain few and not available to everyone else. And this continued until, you might say, in the Middle East and in China, woodblocks in which people could carve characters, letters as we would call them in Chinese, because they're not letters, symbols, pictures and stories, and then could run a piece of paper over it and reproduce it in such a way they could spread it around. And this was okay, but it was very labor-intensive. Then in 1450, Gutenberg invented the moving type that led to printing. This meant that someone could have an idea in one country and write it down and take it to a print shop, and that idea could be reproduced and available to anybody identically around the world. It still required that you had to read, but in 1450, when the first Gutenberg effusions were given to the world, between 1450 and 1500, 50 million books appeared in Europe. That's how incredible the effect was. So suddenly, you were able to reproduce without error people's thoughts. So people were able to think for themselves for the very first time. And these thoughts were put down in these bound things that were called books, and that were available only to a small percentage of the world, but a bigger percentage by far than had ever had access